Podcasts represent one of the fastest growing forms of media communication today. So what are they, and how different are they really from radio? Keep listening to learn more and how to get your copy of Podcasting Explained. The podcast was described by Steve Jobs in 2005 as the next generation of radio. Today, many podcasts sound like radio programs. So what's the difference? And why are podcasts gradually chipping away at the radio listening audience? Radio talks in a broad way, hence the broadcast. There is also a mental wall between the broadcaster and the listener. Not much of an integrated or effective feedback loop of communication. Radio is usually consumed in an open setting, sometimes with more than one person. Podcasts speak to one person at a time, typically in an intimate setting via earbuds. Effective podcasts treat listeners as integral to the content. A podcast can be 30 seconds or 2 hours per episode. They are more accessible, on demand, and usually connect more effectively with a listener the less polished or edited they come across, because they're like a conversation. Of course, the primary difference is that a radio broadcast is carried over radio waves, whereas podcasts are digital and are not carried over the air, so to speak, which, on a side note, should lead any podcaster to assess whether the on-air novelty sign in the home studio is really all that accurate. The one mistake commonly made by new podcasters is believing that a podcast literally is what Steve Jobs described, little more than a radio program transmitted digitally. Actually, Jobs knew that the medium represented a real evolution in audio transmission, but wouldn't have seen the real impact of such until the introduction of the smartphone years later. The production of a radio program in a traditional studio, then uploaded to a streaming service, isn't necessarily a podcast. It's really a mirror of a radio program. This is a common mistake made by new podcasters. While it is a conceptual difference, it also implies significantly different approaches in practice. When starting a new podcast, there are many lessons you can learn from your experience as a listener of radio. The similarities between the two media are numerous, right down to most of the audio technologies used for recording, or the applications used for optimal studio sound. However, the cautionary note is that there are more differences than similarities between the two media. Because someone is a stellar house painter, doesn't mean that same person can necessarily transfer his skills and talent to the canvas on an easel. You can learn a whole lot more in my newest book, Podcasting Explained, available through henleypoint.ca, or follow the Amazon Marketplace link in the show notes for this episode. Visit stephenchristiansen.ca for more episodes. This podcast is available on all streaming platforms and podcast apps, including Anchor, Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. I'm Stephen Christiansen. Thanks for listening.
Production of Stephen Christiansen. Podcast complete.